We would love sometimes to have a foot in both camps, God and money. But it doesn't work because it's like being a dog with two masters. One says sit, the other one says come. Which one is the dog going to obey? Either one or the other. Turns out you can't serve them both. I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take another look at money from a different perspective. Have you ever been on a sporting team where there's an argument and disagreement and dissension? In Australia, where I live, sometimes you see it in political parties. There's backbiting and arguing. And instead of playing on the one team against the other team, which is how our system of government works, they end up playing against one another. And here's what happens. Any team that's fighting within itself simply can't win. Whether it's a football game, on the sporting field, or an election to take government. Division, dissension, argument, disagreement, all that horrible, terrible stuff tears a team apart. And when it's torn apart, everyone has to focus on that division, first winning and then, as often happens, bayoneting the wounded, as we used to say in the army, and then hopefully healing. The longer the dissension and division goes on, the worse it gets. Now imagine if instead of that division happening amongst a team of people, that instead it's happening within you or me, in our hearts. Our hearts are divided. Our hearts are torn between one thing and another, between doing this and doing that, between believing this and believing that. Don't know if you've ever had that happen to you, but as a Christian, whenever I'm tempted to do something that I know I shouldn't, that's exactly what's going on. I want to do one thing, I want to honour God, but like the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 7 in the Bible, I'm torn with following after my desires against God's will, and that situation can't go on. Now, we've been chatting so far this week about the whole issue of money, mastering wealth in our lives, returning money back to its rightful place as our servant rather than having it as a tyrannical master over our lives. Why? Because a lot of people are drowning in debt. A lot of people haven't learned to use money as a servant rather than allowing their desire for wealth to master them, to control them, and to enslave them. Remember, it's not money itself that's at fault here, but our love of money. We read this earlier on in the week too, in the book of 1 Timothy in the Bible, chapter 6, verse 10. For it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And in our eagerness to be rich, some of us wander away from our faith and pierce ourselves with many pains. And I know so many people who are living with a divided heart on this matter of wealth. It may well be that they're giving to God's work, to the poor or to the needy or to this or to that. Perhaps they're even tithing, as some do, giving as much as 10% of their income away. And yet they still have a heart that remains divided. On the one hand, they want to do what's right, to use their resources to make good things happen. But even with what they're giving, they know that they still have more than enough to meet every whim and desire and to build their wealth, to produce more wealth so that they can have a bigger house. Once you have money, it becomes a whole bunch easier to make more money. Or some people have managed to get themselves into so much debt that they can't afford to help those much less fortunate than themselves, to give money to the poor or other things that they feel led to become involved in. As someone involved in running a not-for-profit organisation that produces these radio programs that bring hope and joy to millions of people each week around the world, I can tell you it's something that we can only do with the support of faithful people who give financially, and I see that frequently. But this is a common thing that I've had written to me. I'd love to support you, but my business isn't doing well, or I'm unemployed, or I don't have a lot of cash at the moment. I had one man tell me that, and then promptly take his rather large family off on a very expensive overseas holiday. Now, please don't get me wrong. The last thing I'm doing here is getting all bitter and twisted about this phenomenon. My faith is in God. And even through some of the most dire financial situations over the years, He's always provided for our needs, inevitably through His people. What concerns me here, though, is this deception. Oh, I don't have enough money, so I can't use it to help others. In my experience, it is almost never about not having enough money. Rather, it's about the priorities that people have, which, if they examine those priorities, would tell them a lot about the divided nature of their hearts. Friend, my heart, my passion today is to hold up a mirror to your life and mine, so that each of us can examine our own hearts. Whenever our hearts are divided, it's an incredibly uncomfortable feeling. And whenever our hearts are divided, the easiest thing in the world for us to do is to make a whole bunch of wrong choices. Speaking as someone who's made way, way too many wrong choices about money in my life and who had to live through the consequences of those choices, and speaking as someone who's managed to turn that around in my life and to now be free of the tyranny of wealth, can I tell you, I wouldn't go back to my old ways for anything on this earth. The truth is, the things that money can buy, in the end, don't make you happy. The best things in life, my wife, my family, serving God, seeing people's lives changed, those are the best things. That's what really matters. And I was trading those diamonds for stones in my life. What a waste. What a terrible, tragic waste that's going on in the lives of so many people with their hearts torn between an addiction to wealth on the one hand and the things in life that really, really matter on the other. So what's going on in your life with money? What's happening in your heart with money? Can I encourage you to examine your heart, to think about what's going on, to really be honest with yourself? Because if you're not, the chances are you're missing out on the truly joyful and rewarding and fulfilling things that you can have in your life. I want you to meet a man called Cornelius in the book of Acts, chapter 10 in the New Testament. He's the man whom God chose first to reveal his message to people other than the Jews, the Gentiles. So why did God pick Cornelius for such an important job? Acts chapter 10, verse 1. In Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of the Italian cohort, as it was called. He was a devout man who feared God with all his household. He gave alms generously to people and prayed constantly to God. One afternoon at about 3 o'clock, he had a vision in which he clearly saw an angel of God coming in and saying to him, "Cornelius." He stared at the angel with terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" The angel answered, "Your prayers and your alms," in other words, the money he'd given to the poor, "have ascended as a memorial before God." Why did God choose Cornelius? Because he was a prayer and a giver, and both those things told God that this man's heart was right. He was a man whom God could trust for a big job. What we do with our time and money tells a lot about what's going on in our hearts. Cornelius' heart was sold out to God completely and utterly, and that ascended as a memorial before God. In other words, it got God's attention. God noticed what was going on in Cornelius. Why are so many people struggling with money in their lives? Because they have a heart divided against itself, flip-flopping between God and wealth. Jesus said over and over again, you can't do that. You can only serve one or the other, but not both. So which way would you rather live? That's a question only you can answer. Social media is a great way to stay connected to your friends and the world around you, and we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts and devotions and inspirations, so no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family. So we'll be sharing God's Word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So, like Christianity Works on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.